We're going to go ahead and wrap up our media availability with this evening's winner, Denny Hamlin. Denny, congrats on two in a row and winning today. We'll go right ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start right here with Trenton.
Trent Warsham, frontstretch.com. Denny, congrats on the win. I talked to Chase Briscoe after the race, and he said that he was racing you hard, but he wasn't going to wreck a teammate for that win, and he wanted to race you with respect. Anyone else he said he might have been more aggressive with to get that win, but what does it say about him as a teammate and that hard battle between you guys that was clean but also fair and aggressive at the same time?
Yeah, that's the toughest. It's the toughest line to walk, truthfully, because if it is someone else, you don't mind running them up in the fuzz, right? If it's a teammate, you gotta sit down and you gotta see that guy tomorrow afternoon. So it's just a little different in that aspect, but. You know, when we went back, right before we went back, me and Chris were walking back to our cars, and I said, just don't wipe me out. I was afraid with him. We got old tires. I don't know what the grip level of the track is. I just didn't want, JGR to clean itself out and then, somebody else win it. And I think, truthfully, he probably laid off of me there off of four and ended up wrecking himself because he didn't want to have the big contact. So, it was good, hard racing. I mean, ultimately, I got the better end of all the restarts in the end. But, it was certainly stressful to have to overcome those three overtime finishes there or however many cautions it was. It was a tough battle.
I'm John Byrne, Motorsport Today. Congrats on the win, Denny. So this is already your series-leading fourth win of the season, and there's still 15 races left to go. This is already the most wins you've had in a single season since 2020 now. So I'm wondering, what does this say about your level of competitiveness, and performance in general at this point in your career?
I mean, I love it. I just love that I'm able to still do it at a high level. Every morning when I wake up, I'm just hoping I still got what I had yesterday, and so you just never know when you get to this age, right? And I don't know, last night I was looking at the TV, it was a little fuzzy, I think I was just tired, but I was like, oh man, I'm not losing my eyesight, am I? So it's just, I get paranoid about little things, that might hamper my ability to do things at a high level at my job. But every time I get in and, like the first stage where I'm just driving through cars, it's like, we're still good.
We'll come down here to Cole, then we'll go all the way in the back and then right down here.
Cole Cusimano with Arizona Republic and Speed Freaks. Congrats, Denny. Yeah. So series leading fourth win, JGR finished three in the top five, and all four of you guys were pretty much top five the entire day. Do you feel this was a statement victory and day overall for yourself and the organization?
Yeah, I mean, I was looking and it was all JGR, all Hendrick there at one point. I think it was top eight. Resources goes a long way, apparently. I don't know. It's just, and there's a lot of pressure, too, when you know that, it's a company thing. It's not like your setup is what's winning that day. Clearly, when all your teammates are in the top five or top six, it's a philosophy that your team is coming with to the racetrack. It could be their tires or whatever it might be. At that point, then there's a lot of pressure to be the best of them, and then there's a lot of pressure to not be the worst of them. So that's, that's certainly when they're spread out through the field and you got a four-car team and they're 1 through 20 and they're just spread out evenly, you can say, well, it's a setup thing, right? But when you got all cars that are that strong, you clearly did something right. And at that point, then you're racing three competitors that got the same thing that you got. And so at that point, you gotta show them who's boss.
We'll go ahead in the back and come down here and then over to Jeff.
Declan Williams, the podium finish. Denny, congrats on the victory today. I mean, during the 56-minute red flag delay, I mean, what helped you maintain your composure, getting out of the race car for a little bit, and staying focused and just looking to get back into the race car and compete at a high level?
Well, I never thought there was hope that, like, we wouldn't go back racing. So immediately, I do think that there's – you have two choices with your mentality. Either get out of the car and then you hope and pray that this thing never goes back green and you just win this thing, you know, by weather. Or you look at the radar, use your brain and say, we're going back racing. So you better do everything you can to prepare for what happens when I do get back in this car. And so I just kind of went back to the bus, changed, did a little bit of work, and came back out of here and was prepared to get after it when we got back in the car. So the job's not done until we get to lap 400, and today was an example of that.
Talk to me about the differences from the April win from last year. I know it was a really hot day last April, unusual for the weather in the month of April. You know, compare that to today's win, and just everything around that.
Yeah, it was just different. I mean, this is one of the more physical demanding racetracks that we go to anyway. It's certainly in the top, I think, three. You know, just simply because of the G-forces that it has. You don't have long straightaways to take breaks. You know, when I say take breaks, you know, typically drivers like to relax their body, or you should relax your body on the straightaways to then, you know, not fatigue all your muscles during the course of a 3.5 hour race. So there's just not a lot of time to do that at this track. And with it being hotter, it's just you're going to be more dehydrated. You're going to have to take in more fluids. You're going to have sweat dripping in your eyes. I mean, there was many times I had to, you know, clean off my eyes because I got sweat dripping down through my visor. So it was one of the hotter races that we've had this season and what we've had in a while. But really, I felt fine all day long. It's just the hottest it was is when we went back racing. You know, the car heat soaking on pit road there, the car was way hotter once we got back in with 13 laps to go than it was when we were running all day long. So, you know, just not having that wind running through the car and cooling it, it was an oven.
Tyler Aiken from the Delmarva Sports Network. You had mentioned on Victory Lane that, you know, you really used to struggle here, and now you've got back-to-back wins. What's changed over the years? What's changed about either you or about this track that's made you more successful?
Well, it's twofold. There's two things. One is obviously my driving. I've talked about that, you know, changing my style more to a Martin Truex and a Jimmy Johnson style. And the other is focusing on what I need to tell the team to make the car better. Identifying where I'm losing time and then focusing on what I need to tell them to how I can go faster in that section of the racetrack. So just try not to get caught up too much in, you know, NASCAR racing is an emotional game where it's just you can really kind of get caught up in shit that doesn't matter. And so I just try to look at it from a very straightforward point of view, numbers point of view. Find out where I'm bad, analyze what I'm doing, analyze the best, and then figure out how I can go faster like them, and then give that information to the team. So, you know, it typically takes me a little bit longer to give the team the feedback that they're needing, simply because I like to analyze it. I like to make sure it's right before I tell them. But it's just changing my mentality on how I, that process and how I'm doing it.
We'll go to Jeff, then Tim, then Davey, and then we'll wrap right here in the middle.
It's weird because I feel like even though you're now the season wins leader and you're fourth in points and whatever, I don't even think you talked about it on your podcast. Like, nobody really mentions you in championships this year. Am I wrong? Like, it doesn't come up that much. Is that because everybody's, this is such a tired topic and it just has never happened and everybody goes, oh, something's going to happen to us?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's just going to come down to one race, or it's going to come down to, you know, when we get into the final eight, you know, which I expect that's what our minimum expectations are every year. It's, do you not have trouble that takes you out of being in the final four? So it's just, yeah, it's, that's why I think the regular season championship is like really high. I hold it in super high regard because it's 26 races, and there's no other, there's not eliminations, and there are not any of that other stuff, right? And when you look at the standings, you know, Chase is, you know, has gone overlooked. He's just been really consistent. There's guys at the top that stubbed their toe. He hasn't. But you can't deny that when you look at the racetrack out there today, it was, we were all running like 1 through 5, right? So it's not an accident that the same 5 guys are running up front every single week. It's just a matter of, can those 5 guys make it through this type of format and playoffs? I mean, we couldn't even make it out of a 32nd seed in a bracket. So, I mean, it's just, it's a tough format to, you know, when it comes down to, when you shorten your seasons into 3 races, freaking anything can happen. That's why people try not to, and I try not to just, oh, this is, we're going to do it this year. You know, it's, if we do, we do. We don't, we don't. I care about wins. I, trust me, I want more trophies, more trophies, more trophies. When I'm done, I want to be in that top 10 of all-time winners. That will mean more than any other accomplishment I could have.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Day. Congrats on the win, Denny. There was a lot of talk on the broadcast when you guys came back from the red flag. I just want to know from your side, when was it made apparent to you that you guys were going to stop on the apron coming out of pit road? And do you agree, at least with call for NASCAR while they're drying pit lane, to have you guys sitting there with the yellow flag?
Yeah, they didn't want to run off caution laps, which is very understandable. I mean, we had fans out here who were obviously very enthusiastic when they saw the sun come out, which I love that enthusiasm from our fan base. They wanted to give them all the racing they could at the end of that race. And so we knew, and they told us beforehand, before we even got in the cars, that here's the process. We're going to get in. We're going to pull out. They need to dry the first half of pit road. Then we'll be ready to go. So they were very transparent in all that. And I think they did a good job executing it all.
Go ahead, Davey.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM. Denny, this is another W for the Captain Chaos category type of things. You say all the time, and it's apparent, that you do thrive in chaos. And even though on the surface, everything bubbling up like this for normal people, it should have the opposite effect that it's having on you. Time after time, you come through, you deliver. Why? How? Like everybody else, it should go the other way. But for you, this keeps happening. Can you explain as to why this is the case?
I'm just so highly competitive. I mean, that's the only way I can explain it, is that I just don't know if there's, you know, anyone on the face of the earth that is more competitive than I am. I mean, I'm sure there is. I just don't know them. And so I just feel like when I'm tested, I'm going to give you a little more. And when you doubt me, I'm going to give you a little more. Like, I just feel as though I thrive in game time moments. Like, you know, finishing off races like this. Like, you know, that's, when I think about it and I go home, that's going to be like a pound your chest moment. It's like, you know, they had 3 shots at me and they couldn't do it. They had fresher tires, couldn't do it. And so it's just very gratifying, and I hype myself up in that process. And while I'm in the game, I'm out there not thinking about, oh, how are we going to lose this? I'm sure there'll be another caution. I think there was, we were going into turn 3, about to take the white, there was another caution. I'm not thinking about, oh, dang it, well, shoot, we're going to end up blowing this race. I'm not. I'm waiting on who's next? Who am I going to beat next? And so I just think a lot of it's just mentality. And it's just anyone that knows me, anyone that plays golf with me or pickleball or basketball or whatever or races against me knows that is my intensity level. And when I'm tested or I have distractions, you're just going to get a little more out of me.
Go ahead.
Peter Strada, TSJ Sports. Obviously, Denny, there were just no on-track activity yesterday, but you were still part of the Xfinity broadcast in the booth. How much of an advantage for today was having the bird's eye view of yesterday's race?
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, I hadn't done it in a few years. And, you know, did I learn anything from yesterday? I don't think so. You know, I typically truthfully, I probably would learn more if I was able to sit in my bus and just concentrate on what I'm looking at, you know, and I've got lap times that are sitting right there so I can study that. But in the booth, you're like, okay, who's talking next? And like, hey, you know, they're in their ear. Okay, after this, we got to go to that. And like, so kind of, it's a little bit distracting. So I don't know that it's a big advantage to doing it, but I certainly did enjoy it.
We'll take one last question here with Derek.
Yeah, Denny, when you look at next week in Brickyard 400, just what are your thoughts on that track? And is that something you look forward to each year?
I don't think I've ever wanted to go back-to-back so bad. I mean, just that's a track that I've just come so freaking close to winning, and I just want to cross off all the major racetracks on our schedule. It's going to be hard. I mean, we're going to have to qualify well. There's just so many things that's going to have to go really well for us to win that race. It's not like, you know, any other conventional track where you got speed, you're just going to go through the pack. It's just not that type of racetrack. But the history of it is unlike any other. I mean, even when you're driving it, you feel like you're at a historic racetrack. So highly, highly, highly motivated. All I can hope is that something happens this week that derails everything, and then I'll do better.
All right, Denny, thanks for your time. Congratulations
thanks.
On the win.
Maybe it'll come from them. She's. I've been on them the whole victory lane. I was all over them, so be nice to them.